Welcome to the new season of the Live Your Spa Life Show. The Spa and Spa Life stands for Seek Power Always, that divine power within you to do what you're here to do. The theme for this season is Freedom Fighter. Amazing people like you share ways to ensure your freedom physically, financially, spiritually, and in your relationships to create a world-class life. In these times of uncertainty, it's time for you to move past the distractions and start trusting yourself more through your God-given knowingness. No one truly knows better what's best for you than you. In this season, you'll have plenty of examples of people choosing their best life and giving a voice of freedom to those who are also looking to have their best life. Thank you for sharing your precious time with us and being part of the Spa Life Conversation. With us today is Paul Sokalski. He's lovingly known as Polly, and Polly is the creator of Redesign Your Inner Space, going from interior decorating your homes to interior decorating your heart. Visionary leader, author, and transformational specialist, bringing people back home from within, reconnecting to their freedom that remained our birthright. Polly, welcome to the show.
Woohoo! Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here with you.
This is just so fun. I'd love for you to kind of take us back on your journey where at age 19, you became a self-made man, and kind of take us from there.
Yeah. So, I mean, actually, to step it even back a little bit before that, I was 13, had my first entrepreneurial experience doing a carnival in my neighborhood. And it was very interesting because the reward of that experience, like, I mean, who knows at that age, right? But that the reward of that experience was like, wow, I would love to like work for myself and be an entrepreneur and live this kind of life. And so jumping ahead, you know, years later to 19, I started, started a painting company. It started out as a painting company, and started to go to school for interior design. And I just kind of, the business evolved and it continued to grow and it continued to grow and it continued to grow. And it was the best experience for me in a sense of, you know, my dreams. But then there was this other side of this shadow that was kind of following me and like these habitual patterns that were in many ways sabotaging me from truly living the dream and living the experience that I was putting forth in there. And through over a decade and a half of my experience and building my company and hiring more people and really blessed to work for my clients are like the 1% of the world, royalty and presidents and all these great people. But there was still this piece, this gap for me that was missing. And I really didn't understand what that was. So it was as much as it was a win for people who saw me on the external, that inside, that inner space for me was suffering. And it was a realization that it was a trip to India years later, probably 15, 20 years later, where I realized, I had this realization that life wasn't about what I thought it was. And this direction that I'd always taken in doing, to try to fill that void and gap really became the realization that it wasn't what I did, but who I became. And that's where Redesign Your Inner Space was birthed.
Right, right. And, you know, it's amazing how just the journeys of life, right? What they present us and how we look at things differently. And, you know, you've talked about coming into this world not knowing much, but yet everything. So I'd love for you to expand on that as well as the language of love.
Yeah. So like in my world, I believe that we're born out of our greatness. And habitually we're patterned, and there's generational patterns with families and environment and all the things that we acquire through our age of being a child when we don't really have a choice to make decisions, to an adult life where we carry those anchored beliefs, those experiences into our adult life. And then those create more challenges for us. But there's always that polarity in life. And I believe that all of that is part of the system. When I say the system that the universe made and the system that no one's going to ever figure out, it's not meant to figure out. But there's this point in time in our lives, I'm speaking for myself, but I know clients I've worked with have had the same experience. I don't want to say understanding, but there's a knowingness. There's something that touches you beyond the experience. It's like you don't quite understand it, but it's something that you feel. And it's that realization that, wait a minute, I'm more than this. Like, I'm more than this body. I'm more than this mind. And for me, that's really what's become my sustainability in life, not just business, but in my personal life, to know that, okay, I'm going to have challenges. I'm going to have experiences. They're not always going to go the way I want them to. But at the end of the day, if I observe from a perspective of knowing I'm more and greater than all of this, this is just an illusionary experience, well, then I have a completely different way of, you know, managing through that challenge. And from that perspective, that's what really truly brought me to what the true language of love is. And that is beyond words. That is beyond the depth of I love you through a learned behavior of words, right? This is something that is felt. And when I came back from my trip from India, that was really the first time in my life that I experienced what true love truly was. And I was in this awakened state and literally felt the waves. I felt the wind. I felt, you know, like everything around me from a perspective that I never experienced before. And it was just this, it's nothing I could explain, but it's something that I felt deep within myself. And that's where I knew that there is something greater. There is a frequency and vibration that we may not be able to explain or see, but we feel. It's like internet, or it's like, you know, an electrical outlet. You don't see the currency, but, you know, of course you stick your finger in there, you're going to feel it. So, you know, feeling that is a sense of going back home within yourself, within the space that you've redesigned in a sense of a new perspective in a new way. And that's breaking down the old system of the patterns and the habits and all of the things that we've carried through our lives to that realization one day that, wait a minute, something's not right here. And that gap really was what taught me that experience. I'm not saying everybody has to go to India to have that, but for me, that was the trump card.
And is this tied into, you know, as far as like what is the most powerful realization that can truly set you free, gain massive clarity, and setting you up to win in every situation?
Yeah, I just got the goosebumps when you said that. Yeah, so it's like, yes, it is. And what that really means is it's two aspects of that. It's so interesting when I work with clients and they want to perform and they want to succeed and they have all of these ideas, but they don't really know what they want. Mm. So they're not, number one, they're not clear about what they want. And number two, they don't know who they are. And so when you have this understanding of who you are, not from a sense of your identity, but meaning who you are beyond this physical, meaning back to what we said, you know, when there's this realization that I'm more than this body, I'm more than this mind. And from that perspective, you gain this clarity that allows you to see, you know, to really get clear about your desires and your dreams. Of course, there's a lot of in between up from those two aspects. And that's just not like one day I wake up and, oh yeah, okay, I'm this great person now. No, it's work. Obviously there is definitely a lifestyle. There is definitely a repetition and consistency of rituals that you put into your life. Tony Robbins was my best mentor in teaching the rituals and how important they are. And he still till this day does all of his rituals. He's continuous. He's been doing them since he was, you know, a teenager starting his personal development, career and becoming the biggest in the industry. And so rituals are important. So with that, it just brings more confidence, more understanding, more clarity. And this is, for me, this is the golden nugget, knowing who you are and knowing what you want. Right.
So speaking of rituals and, you know, with meditation, you know, I'm part of your 30-day meditation group, the Daily Dose of Clarity. And, you know, part of it is about reconnecting with yourself, right? And you talk about having a spiritual realignment. And like you said, it's not a one and done. It's the consistency of doing that. Can you talk a little bit about just your inspiration around this and just the journey that you're taking all of us on and how this helps in that spiritual realignment?
Yeah, thank you so much. That's beautiful. I'm literally buzzing right now. So, yes. So, again, this realization of, you know, all of these years building this successful company, and from the outside, what people would have seen as, you know, living the American dream. I mean, I was flying all over the world, you know, clients like flying me, you know, like first class and, you know, whatever you can't even imagine, like royalty and all of these things. And this gap, this feeling of not being enough, this feeling of not feeling worthy. And through this understanding, through this awakening, which happened for me after my India trip, and I started to meditate. And this meditation, the consistency and repetition of this meditation, meditation quiets the analytical mind to a point where you're never going to get out of the mind. So let's just be clear. I mean, it's not going to happen. I mean, the mind is surviving. Like you don't want your heart to stop beating, and the mind's not going to stop working. It's looking for fuel. So in this observation received through meditation, to be able to quiet the mind and to audibly be able to hear messages that were then the stepping stones on my path and journey to get to where I was going. And it was a process of trust. It's very hard for people to trust the voice within. What is the true voice? And so these rituals and these processes that I was doing consistently, like day and night, now it's like everybody knows that knows me. I have a date with the universe every night at 10 p.m., phones off, and I go there because that is my home. That is my inner space. Like we created in Daily Dose of Clarity, where we have a room of luminous light. I go into that space, and that is like my magic, manifesting abundant home. Like I go in there and we don't have the time, but I can tell a million stories about what's come into my fruition, what has come into my physical from that space, from going in there and knowing that that's where it starts. It's the causation that creates the effect of our lives. And so in the meditation class, we're healing, which is another aspect of it. We're healing the inner parts of us that was traumatized from childhood to adult and what we've carried on in our lives. We go in and we heal all the aspects of the inner self, the inner child, the self-worth, you know, touching the heart, clearing the energy centers, all of these things were the rituals of what I did. And it continued to open me up more and open me up more and gain more clarity. And through this, it's very easy for me to call out what I want, knowing what that is and knowing who I am. And that's really my passion. When I say I bring people back home within their inner space, meaning that's the simplicity of life within ourselves. Everything happens from an internal place. And I think a lot of people will repeat those words, but most don't really understand the power of knowing that. And that's really what I love to teach people. And that's what we're doing in the Daily Dose of Clarity, bringing people back within themselves, touching that clarity and that love that is all in everything. And being in that frequency opens us up to, you know, massive, like instantaneous manifestation.
Right. You know, I love this because, you know, there's, especially when you talk about the trust, right? And there's so much fear happening in the world. There's so much, you know, uncertainty that people are seeing outside of themselves. And this realization of it all begins within ourselves, right? That we are at choice. We get to, you know, create that silence within ourselves to see what is the truth for us. You know, that is where we're gaining that amount of freedom within ourselves. For those who are maybe new on this journey, you mentioned about how, you know, you'll get messages, and a lot of people, they're not sure to trust that those messages that they get, because, you know, is it like, is this God telling me the message to go the next step? Or is this, you know, like, my internal dialogue, my doubt, the things that are trying to take me off track? You know, it's listening to the right voice, if you will, to be able to make sure that we're on our path. And we know that the second guessing and the doubt and all of those things can keep us very small. How is it that we can kind of get beyond those barriers and know the right voice to listen to?
Yes, very important question, and took me a long time to trust that, And here's the easiest way. In that voice, what you're hearing, write down the message that you get and then put it to the test. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's like, ask for guidance. So I always ask for guidance. So for instance, I think I shared this on our Daily Dose of Clarity call last week. It was like, I was, you know, I called out something in my meditation. I was asking for a sign. I was, you know, I was looking to do the next project for my coaching business. I got clarity. I've got a message. They told me what I heard, and they followed with, we're going to show you a sign. And sometimes I'll call that out. So I'll say, show me 1111, or show me a feather, or show me a dolphin. I mean, I've gone as far as asking to be shown a dolphin. And literally that same day I see a dolphin. So on my run back to my house, last Saturday, I live here on the ocean, and I was coming around the corner and not paying attention. And I just happened to my eyes went down, and literally in front of me was a feather laying on the ground. Okay. So that asking for a sign, and then continuing to believe without expectation. So a lot of things, what happens is, if we have to let go. So there's a couple parts of it. It's listening to the voice, putting the voice to the test. So you're asking specificity to what it, show me a sign, whatever that is for you. So I began with asking for specific numbers, or, you know, something to manifest like feathers or whatever it is, like I said, and then allowing that to show up. Here's the thing though. If you're looking for it, you're not going to see it. That is the trick. Like, I'm not saying that there's been times when I've doubted it and I've still seen it, but for the most part, we're energy. So if you're looking for it, that means you're doubting that it's going to show up, and most likely you won't see it. So what has been the biggest win for me is I put it out there and I let it go. And trust me, that's taken experience, because it's not that easy, right? Especially when we're asking for things, challenging things. So in my meditation, I'll ask for guidance. So my recommendation is to ask for guidance, ask for a sign in the beginning, ask for something specific, or if you audibly hear, we're going to show you this or we're going to show you that, wait for it to come. Mm-hmm. And the more that you lean into this, the quicker that it comes. The only gap between what you want and what will manifest, the only gap is you. There's no time in the universe. The universe is clearly, there's no time. So when we get in the way of what it is that we want, and doubt will keep us away, because we're looking in a different mm-hmm. place. It's never going to be what we think it is. It'll never come the way we think it will. Now, obviously, we're asking for a specific thing, so yes, that will show. And that, like, clearly, even today, it's just an interesting, really quick story. I also have I have this little cross here that my friend from Indonesia gave me. It's for protection, and this is whoever's belief, whatever that is. This is like my pendulum, and there's times when I'll ask this a specific question, and it's how you ask. So I ask in the highest truth of God and the highest truth of my spirit guides and guardian angels that love and protect me. And then I ask my question. And so I had a call from my concierge at my front desk telling me I had two papers that needed to be signed. I never get registered mail here. All my stuff goes to my office in New York. And so I'm like, well, that's strange. And now my mind's trying to, like, you know, oh, what is it? Like, what could it be? And da, 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 da. You know, all these ideas are coming up. So now I'm observing. But with all the experience I have, I'm still having an experience. I'm observing what's playing out. I'm paying attention. I grabbed my pendulum. I held the pendulum over the registered mail thing. And I asked three specific questions of what I thought it was. And I got a no on each one. And I wound up going to, when I went to, I said, is this anything I need to worry about? And I got it, like, a no. And when I went to, I'll just be honest. I asked, is someone trying to sue me? Is the IRS looking for an audit? Like, I do everything to the book, right? But these are just things that came to my mind. I don't even know where they came from. It's just thought. But I asked these specific questions. I got a no answer on every one. I went to pick up, and I let it go. I just let it go. I went to pick up the mail, and it was a Morningstar, one of my investment accounts that's getting transferred over to another company. That's all it was.
Right.
And so not every time is the voice that I hear the right voice. But I'm at a place in my life now where a high percentage, and I would say 85 to 90% of the time, it is on the money. And so that's a long answer to your question, but it's really trusting, asking for guidance, letting it show up, and then tweaking what works for you from that point forward.
Right. Well, and I think there's some discernment, right, that happens in that. And I think sometimes the not getting an answer is an answer, right? And, you know, it's kind of like what they say when God kind of laughs when we think we've got it all figured out and what it's going to look like. And, you know, when you were talking about that, it kind of reminded me, you know, I wanted to be one of those people where I would hear the actual words from God. And I would have these conversations and I'm like, okay, God, just tell me what you want and just tell me where you want to go. And I kept hearing, you need to write to me. Like, it's like, you know, the whole spontaneous writing. And I would always get answers when I would do that. But there was a part of me, I don't know, I guess it, maybe it was a laziness. Like, why do I have to write it down? Just tell me kind of thing. And I went through this back and forth thing with God where it's like, I want you to write. Like, this is how I want to communicate to you. And so every morning I write down, you know, dear Lord, what message do you have for me? And I always get something back. And it's usually something very simple. And, you know, I'm always trying to overcomplicate it in some way or make it mean some bigger thing. But sometimes it's just love or be or breathe. And it's like, okay, you know, but I think it's a way of, I look at it as a lot of times the messages are God just, you know, you talk about having things be very simple, right? Going back to the simplicity, we tend to overcomplicate things in a lot of different ways, but going to being open enough to listen to what's the method that works for you, right? Because the method that works for me or with you may be different from each person, right? God speaks to us all in different ways. We all have different purposes. So I love that when you talk about being the observer and being open to how the messages come that, you know, kind of getting out of our own way, right? And just like allowing it to unfold how it is supposed to unfold. And I know that you talk about that the newest currency coming is the currency of love. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. And that's really not new to me, but I believe it's new to many people. I think this whole, I'll call it the ascension that's happening in the world today. I won't call it anything else because I believe that nothing will defy the universe. And so there's this change. There's this new beginning that's happening. And I think that I believe in what I've seen through a lot of what's happening in the world now has created a lot of separation. And it's not just what's happening now, but it's been happening for years. And I saw it when I was in the Middle East, when I worked in the Middle East for a sheikh that I did his palace. And when I saw the way his family unites together daily, when you would walk into the room and these kids were playing their, you know, their video games, and they would stand up and turn their TV off, go kiss their father and be a part of the conversation. And it was like, there's still that respect. There's still that tradition. And love rules that country still. And so here in the United States, you know, it's so different. And not just in the United States now, it's really around the world. And so what I believe is that this, back to, we're talking about simplicity, excuse me, going back within ourselves, that's the love, that currency will heal something that's in your body. It will give you a brighter smile. It will heal the person across from you. It'll heal a person that may not even know you walking down the street just from a glare of your eyes. Like, we are energy. It's proven. We are 99.999% energy and 0.0001% matter. So like, that energy is powerful. And the heart center is the strongest frequency in the universe. And I believe that all of this, what's happening in the world today, is bringing people back to my program, what I call redesigning your inner space, bringing them back home, bringing them back within, becoming an observer and looking at what's really going on and leaning into love, because that is the most powerful tool, most powerful frequency that there is. And I don't know that everybody knows that on a cognitive level, but they're feeling it. And that's becoming, I think in a frequency aspect, it's touching a lot of lives. And so people like ourselves who are aware of this, and show up this way daily, is creating this bigger community or this bigger frequency that's sending out to other people who really need it in the world. And so that's like, that's always been my belief that, you know, it's not money is illusional. It's not real. Okay. I mean, that's a whole nother conversation, but you know, relationships come and go, your zip code comes and goes, you know, whatever it is, but love never goes away. The only absence of love is when we focus on fear, but love is always there. And you can't think simultaneously. You cannot have the same thought at the same time. In a nanosecond, you can jump from one to the other, but it's still existent. It's not, it's only absent in the absence of your knowingness that you are that, and that is always there for you. We are an essence of that love. And that has been in my life what has healed and helped myself first and foremost to fall in love with myself, to know who I am and know what I want. And to be able to take that clear daily dose of clarity through my meditations and transfer that to somebody who may feel lost or broken or not enough. And just to hold that space, sometimes without even words, just holding that space for somebody, they receive that love and it's like blissful.
Right.
And to me, that's the currency.
So beautiful, Polly. I love it so much. You know, one of the things too is, you know, when we're talking about creating things, and especially I'm so curious since, you know, you are just a designer of beautiful spaces, both in and out. And one of the things I always love to ask my guests is, you know, we have different experiences in our bedroom versus our kitchen or our office. What's your favorite room in your home and why?
My favorite room is my kitchen. My cucina. And, you know, you wouldn't know by my last name. My dad's Polish, but my mom's Italian and we grew up Italian, traditional Italian. And our world is around food and, you know, gatherings. And so there's something to be said about that. And so I love to cook. I love, you know, like putting that love into the food and looking at, people enjoying that meal. That's what my grandmother was. I mean, she would make homemade pizza we used to do family night every Monday with homemade sauce and pasta and pizza, you name it. Like, so there's something to be said about that gathering and that connection. And so for me, the kitchen is by far my favorite place.
I love it so much. Well, Polly, you and I could talk all day long, and I know that our listeners are going to want to stay in contact with you. How can they best do that?
Yeah. So right now, really just email. They can email me. We're in the process now of getting a new website up and finishing a book that will be launched. So in the meantime, they can just email me or find us on social media. And if there's questions or somehow I can support them, they would be able to reach me that way.
Perfect. And we'll put those links in the show notes so people will be able to get that. And then finally, as you know, our theme for this season is people who are being freedom fighters in the world, really fighting to be free and to have that freedom in our life. How are you doing that in the world today?
I think just showing up and holding space for people and letting them know the most important thing is that they are enough and that love will heal the world. And that is the best gift that you can give somebody. Freedom does not require time. It's right here. And the more you step into your space within yourself and gain the clarity for you, the more you're helping so many people out there that can gain the same freedom and clarity.
Absolutely. Amen. Well, but they say love is all you need. And, you know, you think of all these things on a cliche level. But the bottom line is it's, you know, from my heart to yours and the heart in the world, it's like when we love ourselves, we love the world. And this is so important. So just Polly, thank you so much for sharing your love and your wisdom and for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You got it. And so much love out there to our listeners. Until we connect again, live your spa life. Bye for now. Bye-bye. Thank you for being part of the Live Your Spa Life show. It is my intention for you to receive the one message meant for you today and that you'll share it with at least one person who also needed to hear this message. Be sure to subscribe to the show so that you get alerted to each new show that's posted. I would so appreciate your 5-star review and any comments, questions, or suggestions for future topics. As a thank you, I'd love to share a complimentary resource with you. You can get it at dianehoffman.com/crisis. With all of the uncertainty in the world, you may be facing many different types of crisis. This resource will help you to not only avoid crisis, but when you are faced with one, to move through it much more smoothly. Remember, power doesn't happen outside of you. You are your own power. Living a life of faith, joy, and freedom is there for you if you choose it.